Hello and welcome to Lesson 4, Getting Started with Push Notification in Mobile Services. Let's quickly recap what we have done in previous lessons before starting with Lesson 4. In the first lesson, we set up back-end infrastructure using SQL databases. In the second lesson, we set up database triggers using node.js. In the third lesson, we set up the required authentication mechanisms. The next important task is to configure your Android app to send and receive push notifications. Let's explore push notifications in detail in this lesson. Microsoft Azure Mobile Services allows your application to broadcast push notifications to all users of an app, including those who are not actively using it. Native push notification is a type of push notification provided by a mobile operating system like Android and iOS, third-party infrastructure like Google and Apple, and smartphone operating system like Windows Phone. Native Android push notifications use Google Cloud Messaging, GCM, for delivery. Native iOS push notifications use Apple's Push Notification Service, APNS, for delivery. And native Windows push notification use Microsoft Push Notification Service, MPNS, for delivery. The different formats of push notification in Android are Toast Notification, Tile Notification, Raw Notification. First, let us understand toast notification. A toast is a push notification that will appear on the top of the device screen when the receiving application is not in the foreground. A toast is like the floating message that appears in the notification area in Android. Tile notification. A tile notification is a rectangular picture on the home screen that serves as a shortcut to an application. A tile is like the home screen widget on Android. Raw notification. A raw notification is a user-defined HTTP message sent to the application, and it can be any format, but it is recommended that you put your message in XML or JSON so it can be easily parsed on the client. The figure on the screen illustrates the components of notification pattern. The process of notification sending involves three steps, namely enabling GCM, sending a message, receiving a message. First, let us talk about enabling GCM. In the diagram, 1 indicates that the Android device sends a request to GCM. The request contains sender underscore ID and app underscore ID. 2 indicates that the GCM sends a response containing app underscore ID and registration underscore ID. 3 indicates that the mobile app sends the received registration underscore ID to the backend server, which stores the ID. Now, let us move on to the second step. Sending a message. In the diagram, A indicates that the backend server with defined API underscore key sends a message with a set of registration underscore IDs of devices it wants to target. B indicates that the GCM receives the message from the server and broadcasts it to the devices. Now, let us move on to the last step, that is, receiving a message. The app receives the notification, extracts it, and processes the data. Then the app displays message content. In this lesson, you will learn how to configure your Android app, SportsWiki, in Microsoft Azure Mobile Services to send and receive push notifications. To enable push notifications for your Android app, you need to register your app for push notifications. Configure your mobile services to send push requests. add push notifications to your app. Test push notifications in your app. Send push notifications to users by using mobile services. Now we move on to the first topic of lesson 4, registering your app for push notifications. Registering SportsWiki for push notifications is the first step that you must perform while configuring your app for sending and receiving push notifications. You must register your app, in this case SportsWiki, with Google Cloud Messaging to generate the API key value. This API key value allows your mobile service to authenticate with GCM and send push notifications on behalf of your app. Note that to register your app for push notification, you must have a Google account that has a verified email address. To register SportsWiki app for push notification, you first need to access the URL https://code.google.com/apis/console/. Sign in with your Google account details. This displays the Google Developers Console page. Click Go Back to return to Google APIs page. Now click Create Project. In the Google APIs window, click the Overview button and make a note of the project ID in the Dashboard section. This project ID will be used later for initializing the sender_ID variable in the client. Click Services and then click the toggle to turn on the Google Cloud Messaging for Android. Now click API Access and then click Create New Server Key. This displays the Configure Server Key for Google Push Demo. Here, Google Push Demo is the name of the project. In Configure Server Key for Google Push Demo, click Create. This generates the API key. Make note of the API key value. You will use this API key value to enable mobile services to authenticate with GCM and send push notifications on behalf of SportsWiki. Note that if you already have an existing project, you will be directed to the dashboard page after you log on. If you want to create a new project from the dashboard, expand API project. Click Create under Other Projects. Enter a project name and click Create Project. You have now registered your app successfully for push notifications. The next step in getting started with push notification is configuring mobile services to send push requests. So far, we have registered SportsWiki app for push notifications. Now, let us learn how to configure SportsWiki mobile services to work with GCM. This can be done by entering the API key value in Microsoft Azure Management Portal. This API key value was provided by GCM when you had registered your app at the Google APIs website. To configure your mobile service to send push requests, you have to first log on to the Microsoft Azure Management Portal. In the portal, click Mobile Services and then click Your App. In this case, SportsWiki. Click the Push tab. Under Google Cloud Messaging Settings, insert the API key value which you obtained from GCM during the process of registering SportsWiki app for push notification. Click Save and then click Yes to save your changes. Your mobile service has been configured to work with GCM to send push notifications. The next step in getting started with push notification is adding push notifications to your app. So far, we have registered SportsWiki app for push notifications and configured mobile services to send push requests. Now, let us learn how to add push notifications to SportsWiki app. In order to add push notifications to SportsWiki app in Eclipse, you should first import Google Play services to the Eclipse SDK. Then add gcm.jar library files to SportsWiki app. Add push notification codes to SportsWiki in Eclipse. Finally, update the registered insert script in the management portal. The first step in adding push notifications to SportsWiki app is importing Google Play services to the Eclipse SDK. In this section, let us import Google Play services to the Eclipse SDK. In order to import Google Play services to the Eclipse SDK, open Eclipse, click Window, and then click Android SDK Manager. This displays the Android SDK Manager window. Note that if you have not installed the highest API level that is available on the SDK platform, then click Install to install it. Make a note of the version number so that you can modify the manifest file. Target SDK version property to reference this number. In the Android SDK Manager, expand Extras, select Google Play Services, and make a note of the SDK path. Click Install Package. This displays the Choose Packages to Install window. Click Accept License to accept the license. Now click Install to install the packages. This installs the Google Play Services to Eclipse SDK. In the Android SDK Manager, under the Android N.mapix node, select Google APIs checkbox based on the version of APIs which you want to use. Then click Install Packages. This installs the Google APIs to Eclipse SDK. You have now installed Google Play Services and Google APIs to the Eclipse SDK. Now, let us move on to the next step. The second step in adding push notifications to SportsWiki app is adding gcm.jar library files in Eclipse. In this section, let us add gcm.jar files to SportsWiki project in Eclipse. In order to add gcm.jar files, open the downloaded Android Developer Tools ADT folder. Then open the SDK folder, followed by the Extras folder, the Google folder, and finally the GCM folder. In GCM folder, you will see GCM-client, GCM-server, and samples folders. Open the GCM-client folder, and you will see dist, lib, and src folders. Open the dist folder and copy the gcm.jar file. Open SportsWiki project in Eclipse. Paste the copied gcm.jar file in the lib folder. Right-click SportsWiki and click Properties. This will display the properties for SportsWiki window. In the navigation pane of this window, click Java Build Path, click the Libraries tab, and then click Add Jars. This will display the jar selection window. In this window, click SportsWiki and then click Lib Folder to expand it. Select gcm.jar files and click OK. This will close the jar selection window. Again, click OK to close the properties for SportsWiki window. In Eclipse navigation pane, you can now see the gcm.jar file added to the lib folder. The third step in adding push notifications to SportsWiki app is adding push notification codes. In this section, let us add push notification codes in SportsWiki project in Eclipse. to add push notification codes, open SportsWiki project in Eclipse, and then open AndroidManifest.xml file. AndroidManifest.xml file contains the configuration information. Based on the main SDK version and target SDK version, which you have selected during the SDK installation, insert the code. Here, main SDK version is 11 and target SDK version is 18. Note that the min SDK version property in the manifest must conform to the minimum API level requirements of GCM for development and testing. Consult Setup Google Play Services SDK to determine how low you can set this value. If you need to set it below 16 because you are using an older device, set the property appropriately. Ensure that in the users-SDK element, the target SDK version is set to the number of an SDK platform that has been installed. It is preferable to set it to the newest version available. Add the following new permissions code after the existing users-permission element. In the new permission code, replace text ** my_app_package ** with the name of the app package for SportsWiki. Add the following code in the application element and replace the text ** my_app_package* with the name of the app package for SportsWiki. Click Save to save the changes made in AndroidManifest.xml file. Open the updated _news.java file and add the following code to the updated _news class. This code stores the device ID for sending push notifications. Open the editNewsActivity.java file and add the following variables to the editNewsActivity class. Note that here project_number is the number that was assigned by Google in the first procedure. Click Save. Open the mainActivity.java file and add the code in the onCreate method before the mobile service client is instantiated. This code registers the notification handler for the device. Click Save. Now let us create a class called MyHandler. To create a class, in the Package Explorer pane, right-click the package under the SRC node, click New, and then click Class. In Name, type MyHandler. In the Superclass, type com.microsoft.windows-azure.notifications.notifications-handler and then click Finish. This creates a new class called MyHandler. Now, insert the import statements in the myhandler.java file. Add the following code to the myhandler class. This code creates a new property that holds the registration ID. In the myhandler class, insert the onRegistered method. Note that if onRegistered method is already present, then replace it with the following code. Now, open the editNewsActivity.java file and add the code in the onCreate method. This code checks whether the device is registered. Also add the following code in editNewsActivity.java file under onCreate method. This code sets the registration ID to the class property registration ID. Click Save. Now, let us create a class called GCM Intent Service. In the Package Explorer pane, right-click the package under the SRC node. Click New. Then, click Class. In Name, type GCM Intent Service. In Superclass, type com.google.android.gcm.gcm-base-intent-service and then click Finish. This creates a GCM Intent Service class in SRC node. Add the following properties in the GCM Intent Service class. In the onMessage method, replace the property ARG0 and ARG1 by context and intent. Then, in the modified onMessage method, add the following code. This code sets the configuration of notification like icon, title, priority, text. In the onRegistered method, replace the property ARG0 and ARG1 by context and registration ID. Then, in the modified onRegistered method, add the code. This code sets the values of registration ID to sRegistration ID. Click Save to save the changes. Your SportsWiki app is now updated to support push notifications. The fourth step in adding push notifications to SportsWiki app is updating the registered insert script in the management portal. In this section, let us update the registered insert script in the management portal. To update the registered insert script, click the Data tab in the Microsoft Azure Management Portal and then click the updated underscore news table. In the updated underscore news table, click the Script tab. In the Script page, leave the default insert operation in the operation list and replace the default script with the following script and then click Save. This will register the newly inserted script. This script uses the GCM object to send a push notification to the device in the insert request. Note that the push notifications can be sent through scripts or from client code. Here we are sending push notifications through scripts. You have now updated the registered insert script in the management portal. The next step in getting started with push notification is testing push notifications in SportsWiki app. Now, let us learn how to test push notifications in SportsWiki app. To test notifications in SportsWiki, reopen Eclipse. In Package Explorer, right-click SportsWiki and click Properties. Then click Android. Click Google APIs checkbox, where API level is 19, and then click OK. Now, in menu bar, click Windows, and then click Android Virtual Device Manager. In Android Virtual Device Manager, select your device, and then click Edit. This opens Edit Android Virtual Device window. In Edit Android Virtual Device, click Target List and select Google APIs open parentheses Google Inc. dot close parentheses hyphen API level 19 and then click OK. Now, right-click SportsWiki app, click Run As and then click Android Application. This will display the Android emulator and the SportsWiki app will open automatically. You will see the news listings. Click the news to see the news description. This will display the news description. Click the edit icon to edit the news description. In the edit page, type the editor name. In this case, type Smith. Click the check mark to submit the edited news. This will push a notification to the news editors. This will also record the editor's name and edited news details in the updated underscore news table on Microsoft Azure. The next step in getting started with push notification is sending push notifications to users by using mobile services. Now, let us learn how to send push notifications to multiple users by using mobile services. In order to send push notifications to multiple users, you should first create a table. Update Sports Wiki, update server scripts, and finally, verify the push notification behavior. The first step in sending push notifications to multiple users by using mobile services is creating a registration table. In this section, let us create a table called Registration. To create a table on Microsoft Azure, log on to the Microsoft Azure Management Portal. Click Mobile Services and click Sports Wiki. Then click Data tab and click Create. In the Create New Table dialog, type Registration in the Table Name field. Leave the default setting Anybody with Application Key for Insert, Update, Delete and Read operations as it is. Click the checkmark to create a table. This creates the registration table, which stores the registration URIs used to send push notifications. The second step in sending push notifications to multiple users by using mobile services is updating your SportsWiki app. In this section, let us update SportsWiki app. To update the SportsWiki app, let us create a class called Registration to create a registration class. In the Package Explorer pane, right-click the package under the SRC node, click New, and then click Class. In Name, type Registration. In the Superclass, leave the default and then click Finish. This creates a new class called Registration. In the registration.java file, add the following code in the Registration class. Here, mHandle is the property with the corresponding get and set methods. Also, add the following getID and setID methods in the Registration class. Open the mainactivity.java file and add the following mClient property code. This code returns the client reference. Open the myHandler.java file. Add the following import statements. In the myHandler.java file, add the following code at the end of the onRegistered method. This function inserts registration IDs to the Azure database. Click Save. Now, your SportsWiki app is updated to support push notification to users. The third step in sending push notifications to multiple users by using mobile services is updating server scripts. In this section, let us update server scripts. To update server scripts, in the Microsoft Azure Management Portal, click Data tab and then click the Registration table. In the Registration table, click the Script tab. In the Script page, leave the default Insert Operation in the Operation list and replace the default script with the following script. This script checks the registration table for an existing registration with the same URI. It proceeds to insert only if no matching registration is found. This prevents duplicate registration records. Click Save to save the changes. Now, let us add the script in updated underscore news table, which sent a push notification to all registrations stored in the registration table. Click Updated underscore news table and then click the Script tab. In the Script page, leave the default Insert Operation in the Operation list and replace the default script with the following script. This insert script sends a push notification to all registrations stored in the registration table. Click Save to save the changes. Now you have updated the server script in the Microsoft Azure Management Portal. The fourth step in sending push notifications to multiple users by using mobile services is testing the app for sending push notifications to multiple users. In this section, let us test the SportsWiki app for sending push notifications to multiple users. To test the SportsWiki app for sending push notifications to multiple users, open Eclipse. In menu bar, click Windows and then click Android Virtual Device Manager. In Android Virtual Device Manager, select your first device and then click Start. This opens Launch Options window. Click Launch to launch the first Android emulator. This will launch the first Android emulator. In Android Virtual Device Manager, select your second device and then click Start. This again opens Launch Options window. Click Launch to launch the second Android emulator. This will launch the second Android emulator. Now, right-click SportsWiki app. Click Run As and then click Android Application. This will display the Android Device Chooser window. In Android Device Chooser, select the first Android device and then click OK. Again, right-click SportsWiki app. Click Run As and then click Android Application. This will again display the Android Device Chooser window. In Android Device Chooser, select the second Android device and then click OK. This will display both the Android emulators and the SportsWiki app will open automatically in both the Android emulators. You will see the news listings in both the Android emulators. Click the news in any one of the Android emulators to see the news description. This will display the news description. Click the edit icon to edit the news description. In the edit page, type the editor name. In this case, type Smith. Click the check mark to submit the edited news. This will push a notification in both the Android emulators. Note that this will push a notification to the registered users of the SportsWiki app. You have now tested the SportsWiki app for sending push notifications to multiple users. This brings us to the end of Lesson 4. Let us quickly recap what we covered. In this lesson, you learned how to configure SportsWiki Android app to send and receive push notifications. Thanks for watching. In the next lesson, you will learn how to configure and work with source control. Stay tuned.